Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halali Show Season 2 Mix number
25.
Woo, welcome to the Halali Show.
Hi.
Happy New Week, everyone. Happy last week, last Monday of June.
Oh, right. Damn, we're almost done with a half year. Yeah. The first half of the year.
Anyway, welcome to the Halala Show. For the first time, let your fans out there, welcome.
Hello, everybody. That's JC.
And that's Rika GGG. And let us tell you a little bit about the podcast, shall we?
Well, let me tell you, go grab a pen and paper. No, just kidding.
Grab some snacks.
okay, so first we start with our Where You Been, which is just basically just us telling you guys about what happened throughout the week. But after that, we have the TTs.
The TTs, the trending topics. Not much happened this week. We'll talk about Britney Spears, something going on with her.
Conservatorship.
Conservatorship. And then we're going to talk about PBA player Scottie Thompson, some relationship drama. And actually, I have some insider information for you.
I have a lot of questions, dude, because I mean, like, I only knew about the story from tweets, but I don't really know the whole story. So I want to get into it.
Okay. Yeah. So the long story short, we'll talk about it in depth in the TTs, but basically PBA player Scottie Thompson, he was engaged to Pau Fajardo. They were together for like 8 years. And all of a sudden earlier this year, they broke up. And earlier last week, it found that he got married, but to a different lady. So that's the kind of the drama that's going on there. We have one odd diva talking about an exorcism in the U.S., but it's a weird kind of two guys.
Is it really an exorcism?
Not really. They were caught performing an exorcism in a Home Depot, and it was really weird why they were doing it. We'll talk about that later. But also today, we have a little bit of a response that we have to give because of an email we received, a Lecce fan mail that we received in regards to Mix 22. So we'll address that after we do Where You Been. But shall we start with Where You Been?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You want to go first?
I feel like we have to do the email first because I will forget my points.
All right. Let's do the email first. Okay. So we got an email from, they want to remain anonymous. They sent us an email in regards to our topic on Men's Day in Mix Season 2, Mix 22. So if you want to go back and listen to that. And they were kind of upset at us because we weren't very clear as to why we were kind of laughing at the idea of Men's Day. We weren't very specific about our thoughts. We don't want to read the whole email, but we can we can kind of break it down. And if we still get it wrong, please feel free to email us, but we're going to try our best to address it.
Okay. So
they were offended that we had how we handled the topic.
Okay.
They mentioned that they understood that we meant to laugh at the idea of allotting a specific day and month for educating men in the area of gender equality with women, and that they also agreed that it's a stupid idea because it should be an everyday thing. However, the way that we scoffed offended him because to him, it sounded like we were laughing at the idea of Men's Month as a whole. So we should address that first, that part. Were we laughing at Men's Month as a whole?
No, of course not. Of course not. I and looking back, I feel like, this them calling us out is kind of called for because we weren't, I mean, I feel like we weren't really very clear when it comes to that. So, you know, in that aspect.
I agree with you because I think you and I, we kind of had the same mindset already going in. So we kind of already were on the same page about things. So we didn't think about clarifying it for all the Lecce fans out there who might have a different opinion as us or who might have a different perspective. So we didn't think about that.
Exactly. Of course, we also never want you guys to feel that you shouldn't celebrate who you are.
Mm. So yeah, we apologize for that.
We do.
And the email also stated, and I think, but I feel like I haven't listened back because I rarely listen back to our mixes. Mm-hmm. But just in case I didn't seem to mention it or I wasn't clear about it as well, the email says that what we failed to see is that we could be celebrating men who are not in positions of power and not men who are exploiting people, but there could be a celebration for male nurses, single dads, male preschool teachers, male midwives, male makeup artists, male laborers, et cetera, et cetera. So he listed off, you know, people that should be like men that should be celebrated. And that's true. That's true. Like there should be celebration for, we should be praising these kind of people, these men rather. But the Men's Day thing as a whole, I think our Rika and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Rika, the mm-hmm. the fact that there is a Men's Day to celebrate men, we were kind of we weren't really super clear on what we were laughing at. But I think I was kind of laughing at the idea that we needed a specific day or month to celebrate like just men.
And remember, we also raised the point that they had to do this on Pride Month.
Also, but we laughing at the idea of celebrating men. It was just like,
of course it was needed.
But I did say, I don't remember the specifics, but I recall saying that there are important issues regarding men that we should mm-hmm. have. Like if there is a Men's Day, it should focus on that because men do deal with, you know, mental health issues and stuff. I think I said something along those lines. So I stand by that. I stand by that by saying that, you know, there are men who go through problems, and I think there should be an awareness campaign. That's what I remember saying. Remember that, Rika mm-hmm. G? I said something about mm-hmm. awareness campaign.
Yeah, I do.
So in that sense, that's what I agree with that, with the email saying that mm-hmm. there should be things that we should be focusing on that men suffer through or face. And I agree with that.
Yeah, and it's actually nice that, you know, you can actually, you know, this Lecce fan can actually compartmentalize what they want to what they want to put out in the world, especially with, you know, the stuff that they listen to us. Yeah. Right. So I guess that's also nice that, you know, you told us that maybe in the future we want to be more clear when it comes to sensitive topics like this. But at the same time, okay. So, in one part of the email sender said that if we don't treat humans equally, but accordingly, that is not equality that we're fighting for. It's equity. And if it's the latter that we fight for, sana, we don't call it equality, call it what it is. But that's the thing, you know, these feminists, you know, what women are fighting for. We are fighting for equality because why? Because we feel that wala pang equality that, you know, we have in the society right now. Mm. That's the reason why. So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, but yeah, I do want to thank the person who sent us this email for, you know, because sometimes I feel like we also get lost in our conversations because we also talk before we record. And sometimes we raise our points over there and then we go into the recording thinking that we already, you know, said it already on the podcast. But yeah, I guess I heard somewhere that, of course, with anything, you have some sort of responsibility, you know, when it comes to the messages that you portray. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. And just the last thing, he had a good point in saying that there tends to be a focus on men at the top and men who are in power and have positions of power. But we tend to forget, not necessarily you and me, Rika, but like in general, people tend to forget that there are people who are not, quote unquote, and in his email, quote unquote, up there. So mm-hmm. there are men who are, you know, men who are going through life. And in that regards, I agree that there should be some, I mean, it's okay to celebrate that. It's definitely okay to celebrate that. And also that it says here, quote, yes, we celebrate men and masculinity, but we celebrate the toxic kind. And I kind of see where he's coming from. When people focus on Men's Day, we tend to focus immediately on the men with privilege. And I see that. And I think that's what we were kind of, well, I'm speaking for myself here, but when I was, you know, kind of poking fun at the Men's Day thing, I was poking fun at people celebrating the men in power. And that is what I, that's what I was laughing at during that mix. But I was not laughing at men who are not in power, men who are struggling, men who have mental health disorders or disease, or men who are, you know, all the struggles of men. I wasn't laughing at that. And I just wanted to kind of end it on that by saying, yes, men are, there are a lot of men out there who, you know, deserve to be celebrated, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I was only laughing at, the part that where I was focused on the men in power. That's what I was laughing.
We weren't laughing.
I didn't want to speak for you. So that's it. So anyway, I hope that was an okay response for you, Anonymous. Thank you for emailing us. And it was very, and I don't want any Lecce fans to kind of be like, you know,
because
it was a very respectful email. They even appreciated us for speaking our mind. It said, thank you for speaking your mind out on issues and for risking yourself every week. And in a way, I never really thought about that until now. So thank you for kind of bringing that to light. So it's on us to be a little bit more responsible in the future for sensitive topics like that. So thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah. And to all the Lecce fans, this could, you know, if you guys feel otherwise with the things that we talk about here in the podcast, feel free to email us just like this, because, you know, we are very open-minded people, me and JC. We can be educated. I feel like that's also one part of the reason why we started this podcast, so that we can have a conversation. Because if it's just the two of us forever, that's so not boring. Gross.
I don't want to talk to Rico.
I don't
want
to talk to you. It's like, that's not growth. We're all just looking for what? Pagpapaanuhan lang tayo dito ng ihe, ganon. So, no, we're here to have a conversation with you guys. So, if we are wrong, then you know what? There is this corrections corner that we have. We can talk about it, have coffee. You know, virtually, of course, because it's still not safe.
For now.
But yes, there we go. Thank you for that. And to all the Lecce fans, again, email us.
Thank you. All right, shall we begin? Mixed 25 with Where You Been? You seem to have a lot more going on this week. You sent me some pictures of what you did.
That's just what you feel really like. Yeah. Because sometimes you set me up for failure, man. You're like, you had a lot of stuff today, this week, huh? And then I'm like, I cooked some peas and then I cleaned my microwave.
I know you did, you know, you actually left your home for some
stuff. I did.
Let me go first real quick, because I didn't really do much. I just watched a few movies. I just actually, right before recording this, I just finished for the first time The Impossible. Have you seen that? The Impossible?
I believe I did.
It's the one with Naomi Watts and a young Tom Holland. Like, it was his first live
I haven't seen that.
It was his first on-screen movie where he was, you know, he played a role. It's about it's based on a true story-ish. It's kind of based on the life events of a woman and her family that was hit by the typhoon in in Thailand. You know the typhoons in 2004? Remember that way back? Like, oh wow, that was 17 years ago when that happened. Do you remember those typhoons, Rika G? Like, they were big news way back in the day. Are you muted? Hello?
I was muted. But yes.
Yeah, you remember that, right?
Yes.
So it stars Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor, a young Tom Holland who plays their son, and then two other boys who play the younger sons as well. It was a really intense movie. I thought it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Like, the effects were insane. Could you imagine being in a typhoon, man? Like, dude, it's wild. It's wild. Like, they showed how devastating, and it seemed very realistic the way that it was portrayed. How much damage it did. How many lives were lost. How many families, and even. You know, not just the tourists, because it focused on a family, right? A foreign family, but it showed a lot of the locals, a lot of the local Thai people who were also displaced and lost family members. It was an intense movie, man. Intense movie. It's called The Impossible. I recommend it a watch. You know, I think it's a good watch. What else did I watch, man?
Have you ever seen Twister?
Twister. I have seen Twister. Yeah.
Right. The tornado. I mean, that one. I mean, can you imagine being in the center of it all? Right.
That's why I was so scared to ever like visit the Midwest of the whatever, like the middle of the United States, because that's where, you know, where all that open field is. That's where tornadoes and shit hit, right? Because there's so much. I don't even know the phenomenon. How does that even happen? Is it the clouds?
I remember it's like with the air, the hot air and the, yeah, like the cool air coming together type of shit. But I don't actually know the exact thing. There are a bunch of videos online. You know those explained videos on YouTube? Yes. Then, they have a good one about the movie Twister. They explain it really clearly. And like all the inaccuracies that they have in that movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah. But aren't they like super prepared in that part of the United States? Like, don't they have like bunkers and shit?
They have bunkers and shit, but there's really nothing you can do to protect like your home unless it's made of like reinforced steel. It's still gonna get fucked up with something that big, right? And actually, I did a quick search on the movie as well. Turns out I'm a big fan of disaster or survival movies, not just disaster movies, but survival movies. Like, I feel like every survival movie I watch, I kind of enjoy watching it. I can't list them off the top of my head, but there's so many. I was looking at the list. I was like, I've seen most of these and I enjoy.
So you're a fan of that. What's that movie again that started out as an abduction and then it ended with, you know, there are aliens and stuff. What's that again?
What?
Like, yeah. There's that movie. I think it's a three part movie or something. But yeah, it started out as a feeling an abduction, or I think she was abducted. And then it ended when she wanted to go out of, you know, the place where she was abducted from.
I don't even know. I've never seen that.
It was such a weird, because you know me, I love my true crime. So I watched it because that was the premise, you know. And then at the end of the movie, it's like, aliens?
Oh.
What?
But I was thinking more along the lines of like 127 hours. You ever watch that with James Franco?
Yeah, of course. Where he cuts. Yeah, he cuts off his.
That was wild.
No, his arm.
On Netflix, I watched a movie called Good on Paper, which I found very enjoyable. I thought it was really funny. It stars a comedian named Lisa something. Hold on, let me look it up. Lisa. But
Silverano.
Isa or Lisa Schlesinger. I've never seen her, but she did apparently it's based on a true story of her life, and it's a pretty fucked up, it's a dark I would call it a dark comedy. It's about her meeting a guy, and it turns out this guy seems to be like a pathological liar. It's on Netflix. I thought it was enjoyable. I thought there were some really funny scenes, and I find her really hot. See the main actress, like, and she was really funny too.
And her
best friend, Margaret Cho. I'm looking at the cast list. Margaret Cho was also really funny. The main guy is Ryan Hansen. I don't know if you've seen him in anything. He was in Veronica Mars. I never watched Veronica Mars, but he played Dick Casablancas on Veronica Mars for like 15 years, but I've never seen that show. So just in case any Veronica Mars fans out there, it stars Ryan Hansen. So yeah, I watched
Veronica
that.
Mars is, what's the whole story again of Veronica Mars?
She's like a detective in, or something. She works like a school paper or something in high school. And then she's like a detective. I'm not really sure. I never really watched the show though. What else? I've been watching the NBA, man. The Eastern Conference.
Oh, right. Okay.
The Phoenix Suns are up 3-1 now against the Clippers. I think they're going to take it, man. I think they're going to make the finals. I think they're going to win the next game. We'll have to wait and see. And Milwaukee, the Bucks just beat the Hawks earlier today, to take a 2-1 lead. So any Bucks fans or Suns fans out there, let us know if you're happy or not. You lang, man. That's all I really did. Did I do anything else?
Do you think at this point you can commentate a basketball game?
No, that is it is such a difficult skill. Like, I remember I hosted something for Sony PlayStation a few times, mm-hmm. like a couple of years ago, And the game that was featured was NBA 2K, like NBA 2K19 or 18 or whatever year that was. And I was just watching the two people play. And I was supposed to just keep talking about the gameplay, like people
play.
And it was so hard, man, just keeping up with the player's name. Even it, and here's the thing. On the game, their names are written on the screen. So imagine doing it live, like courtside, and you have to know who each player is.
Right.
You kind of have to. And then I know they have like their stat sheet and stuff on the bottom or like in front of them. So they have to kind of parlay that information that they're watching on the court and then seeing on the stats and kind of interpreting that all while watching this fast paced game. It's impossible, man. I can't do it. No way.
I remember I dated somebody who was in charge of the stats, and then I looked at the whole like Excel file. It looked like an alien document.
Yeah, man.
What is happening? What? And it seems so interesting for them, but I'm like, are these just random? Of course not. It was not. But yeah, it was like from another world.
Yeah. Oh, on last Thursday on the radio show I host, the Herd on Thursdays, I interviewed a Reiki master.
Ooh, how was it?
Named Marky Mendoza. It was cool. It was cool, man. Reiki is kind of like energy healing. I don't know if I've talked about my thoughts on that. I kind of get it. I'm not super like a believer in it, but I know some people who kind of believe in the healing, the power of healing energy. I think Marky is super into, like Marky Strome.
Yes, actually.
He's super into that kind of like mindset and mentality. And it works for him.
He did, Noah. He did recommend a Reiki master to me, but I availed of her services in the life coaching part. I could have availed of, you know, having a Reiki master, but I think it's also interesting. Sometimes I do that, like with YouTube videos, they have those affirmations that you have, you know, those things that where they have like a bowl in front of you. What do you call that? Like a, and then they have the incense and everything. I kind of get it.
Yeah, where they rub that, or they, it's like that thing that makes a sound when you put it in the bowl. Like you spin it round and round. I'm okay with the Reiki side of things. The thing that always I cannot understand, like for me, I can't wrap my head around, like I can't believe in it for whatever reason. And I've talked to, because on the show we interview kind of a lot of guests of that nature, is tarot cards, man. I don't understand that at all. The fact that you can just draw a card and it's like based off your energy, like even remotely, like maybe if I was in their person and I picked the card, but if they just draw it for you, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. TBH, just like I can't really stand behind tarot cards in general, but I get why some people would believe in it.
Of course.
Finn, man, that's pretty much my week. Nothing else. Big.
Well, okay. As for me, so let me start with this morning. I rode my bike to work, man.
You did.
So, okay, so I got my bike last Wednesday or Tuesday. My brother brought like our extra bike here in our condo. And so I rode the bike to and from work. It was an interesting ride because honestly, I know that a lot of people would be like, why did you do that? My brakes were a little faulty, okay? They were a little faulty.
Idea,
it's a bad idea. You know what got me to and from work? Was my confidence. It's a fucking death machine, but I'm not recommending it, okay? I'm not encouraging people to do that, but I did schedule a tune-up this week, so you know what? Let's all relax. And I am planning to get another bike, which is a road bike. I feel like I'm acting like I have a lot of space here in my condo. Right. I don't. To have two bikes inside. Fuck me. Okay. What was I about to say? Yeah. So I rode my bike this morning, to and from work. And then, yesterday, actually on a Sunday, I woke up at 6 a.m. to ride, what do you call this? Parang we went around BGC, me and my friends, we rode our bikes. They actually have really good bikes and they're like kind of profesh. Both of them compete
in cycling.
in cycling, not just in cycling, because sometimes they do swimming and triathlon and stuff like that. So I was pretty confident because they were with me, and even the whole system, they were asking me to be in the middle so that they could see and I could follow and everything. So we went around BGC first. So we met up here in our place at 6 a.m. I remember around 6:20 or not even. We were already in BGC, just, you know, going around. And that's the thing. There were a lot of people also riding their bikes around BGC. I'm so happy to see it, that people are actually getting into this. I know this isn't new. I'm sure it's been happening for a long time. It's just that it's just so nice to have that. And, you know, whenever people pass by you, they'd be like, ingat po, or, oh, saan po kayo pupunta? So that was really nice. Granted, this was only around BGC. And I do know somebody from the Leche Fam Facebook group messaged about setting up a biking group for the Leche fans. And I'm like, dude, I'm so down too. So anyway, we went around BGC. We had coffee in this one place called Shaka. And I believe it's actually from Siargao. It's Shaka? Shaka.
Is it a pop-up store?
It's an actual restaurant. But they do have a takeout counter, which was really great because, you know, when you're riding your bikes, you can't really leave it just outside unless you have like a parking spot there. But yeah, we just took our coffee. Oh, I made sandwiches for people because, you know me, I like my baon. I made sandwiches for the three of us for our breakfast. And then we had coffee. I had a latte. And then we decided to visit the Arabica store, the cafe. Unfortunately, it was closed, but I just wanted to see the whole setup because, you know, it's like a famous cafe, you know, it looks really nice and stuff. It was closed at that time. So we decided to go to Makati. We actually rode across EDSA, across lang naman, on EDSA, because we are from BGC. We took the McKinley Road, and then, you know how from the McKinley Road, you can just go past EDSA.
Yeah.
And then you're in Ayala Avenue. Am I correct? Yeah.
Sounds
about right. Sounds right. So, yung mga Greenbelt area. Anyway, so we rode all the way to, kala mo layo eh, no? Curator. Hanggang Curator lang naman. And then we had coffee there because my friend knows one of the baristas there. So,
did you bike on the streets in Makati or on the sidewalk? Because I'm used to biking in Japan, I bike on the sidewalks. But here, I think you need to bike on the streets. There's a bike lane.
Okay, so in BGC and Makati, actually the bike lanes are pretty organized. Please correct me, or if you've experienced, you know, more organized bike lanes in other parts of the country. But for me, it was okay. It was nice, actually. Okay. And I felt safe. But then again, it was a Sunday and it was morning, so there weren't really a lot of cars. So we had coffee in Curator. We actually passed by a bunch of like cycling groups, and the Legazpi market was open. So there were people, you know, eating there. It's such a nice feeling because you felt the community, the sense of community that people have in these areas. And you know how in Makati, they close some streets so that everything is just al fresco dining. Yeah. That I felt like I was in freaking New York, dude. It was really nice. I suggest you guys visit Makati as well during weekends. Maybe when
I gotta buy a bike, right? Bro. Rika messaged me and she said, "You gotta buy a bike, bro.
You have to buy your bike, dude."
And I was telling Rika too, like, go check out Mark More MarkMore on YouTube. He's a Pinoy YouTuber who post content about bikes. So if you want to find out information about where to buy one, trails and shit, go check out Mark More. Yeah.
So anyway, we also took, by the way, I skipped over this part, but it was one of like the highlights. We took the new BGC bridge to Kalayaan because I think they're still extending it to BGC. But right now the open lane is to Kalayaan, and then just make a U-turn. You're already in BGC anyway. Okay. So that was pretty nice. It was spacious for all the commuters, for all of the people who were riding their bikes, and for cars. It was pretty spacious. So, you know what? That's pretty great. After Makati, we just decided to go home. We rode, I think, a total of maybe 2.5 hours to 3 hours. So we ended at around 9:30. Mm. Yeah. 9:30. We were already back here in our homes and out in my home. It was pretty scary, but like I said, when it comes to that, kasi, especially when I'm with friends who are knowledgeable about the road, I'm pretty confident because I know I can ask questions. And that's the thing. I think that for me, my confidence level is I can always stop. I can always like go to the side of the road and stop if I don't feel safe. Mm. But I don't know how safe that is. But yeah, and then I found out that they're actually cycling shops that hold like seminars for road safety, and you can take it if you're a newbie. So that's pretty cool. Nice. Okay. So the day before that, Saturday, I actually hung out with a couple of my friends, and we decided to go to Decathlon because I had to buy a light. I had to buy I had to buy a bike lock and a helmet. Mm. So that was pretty convenient. It was actually my first time in Decathlon here in Chendecitas because I've been going to the one in Alabang. Pretty spacious as well and complete. We actually had the chance to ride like the sample bikes there as well. It's pretty nice. I was convinced. Ooh. I was about to buy a new bike over there because it looks so nice. but then again, people are telling me, you know what? You should just like scope the field first. You might see something that you really like. Right. But if
online maganda eh, maraming mga
maraming second hand. Yeah. What else? Friday was also something eventful because I got a package from all of the BTS stuff that I ordered. I finally have my collection of BTS magazines is growing and I'm so happy. I finally have the Rolling Stone, the Esquire. I have the Esquire, the Icon, and WSJ. Which is Wall Street Journal.
Very nice.
The covers of BTS, yeah.
And they were on the cover of WSJ?
Yeah, they were on the cover of Wall Street Journal, yes. And Esquire. Nice. And then they have the Icon. I'm so, so happy. And they included, because what I would do is I would order, because it's like, what do you call this? I would order, or what do I do? No. My friend orders for me so that everything goes to Singapore and she would have to like compile it and then send it to the Philippines. Para hindi rin yung shipping ko isa-isa. You get me? So anyway, I picked that up in the post office, which by the way, they have like a different system now again for the post office because before you used to wait for that white paper that will prompt you to go to the post office. But now apparently they just text you like personally. You have a package here and then you go there. Literally, I went inside the post office. Like I could get mail. Like the mail was just right there.
Well, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I went inside. You know what? It looked like an indie movie. Going inside the post office, I felt like I was in an indie movie. Tapos lalabas na lang si Coco Martin or something.
Oh,
but anyway, it was pretty fun.
J.M. De Guzman.
J.M. De Guzman, lalabas siya. Tapos parang, bigyan siya mag-deliver ng line na, ang ginagawa mo dito? Malis ka nga. Tapos we're gonna fall in love. but anyway, after that, I decided to take Pepper for a grooming session. So I took him to Capitol Commons. And then, because it was a Friday, there was this, what do you call it? Like food stalls in the park. And then people were hanging out in the park. There were, dogs there. It was like, again, it was just like a community that you're in. It was so fun. I was alone the whole time. And it wasn't, there weren't really a lot of crowd. Walang crowd, but there were a bunch of people there, but they're not like in groups. So I felt kind of safe. After that whole thing, dude, Pepper was so tired. Pepper is an old dog. I think if he could only talk, he could say, dude, I'm not young. You have to stop taking me to, these places.
Yeah.
Because we were just at the parking. I was getting out of the parking. He was already snoring. He was asleep, dude.
Oh, cutie.
Before that, yeah, I had lunch with my brother because he brought the bike here. And then, yeah, just work and not much. That's it, dude.
Finn?
Man.
All right. Wapow.
Wapow.
Wapow. Shall we do TTs or do you want to do odd debuffers? TTs first. Okay.
No,
we have two things, Britney Spears and then the Scotty Thompson. You want to start with Britney? Britney. Mm-hmm. It's Britney, bitch. Okay. So, Rika, actually, I didn't even hear about this. I've been playing Call of Duty too much. I haven't been looking it up, but.
Get out of your hole. No, I don't want to say that. Spears, get out of your cave.
Britney Spears wants her conservatorship to end. So conservatorship, I don't know. I didn't know what it was. So it controls her personal life and finances as controlled by her father. And I think we've seen this before. Like we've seen rumors and stuff of, you know, free Britney. Remember that, you know, like the free Britney hashtag and whatever way back. Yes. But only this week has Britney kind of spoken out about it in court, right, Rika G?
Yes.
Okay, so the star.
Before we move on, so a conservatorship, apparently, according to this article, a conservatorship, according to the California court's official website, is where a judge appoints an individual or organization to care for another adult who is deemed unfit to care for themselves or to manage their own finances. And as we all know, this stemmed from the meltdown from what year was that again?
Is that when she shaved her head and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah,
the whole incident 13 years ago.
Okay.
Continue.
So according to BBC News, it says here that she went to court on Wednesday and she said at the court that she wants the conservatorship to end after 13 years. She revealed that the arrangement requires her to use birth control and also prevents her from marrying her boyfriend. And on Instagram, she actually spoke out on Instagram and said that the reason she had not spoken out before was due to pride. And quote, "I'm bringing this to people's attention because I don't want people to think my life is perfect, because it's definitely not at all. And if you have read anything about me in the news this week, you obviously really know now it's not," she said. And she also apologized to her fans for hiding the truth, saying she did it because of pride and was too embarrassed to share what happened to her. But honestly, who doesn't want to capture their Instagram in a fun light? Which I get as well.
Well, so this is crazy, huh? If you read up about it, it's just so scary, because apparently during the 12 years of her conservatorship, actually her conservators can decide whether or not she can work, and they can enter or not enter contracts in her behalf. And then she needs permissions from her conservators to leave her house or spend any of her own money. And in the 12 years that she's been in the conservatorship, she's toured the world, released multiple albums, you know, worked on TV shows, and even had a Las Vegas residency. And still, because she's still in the conservatorship, right? It seems like she can't handle her own finances and her career, because it seems like she's fit, mentally fit to do all that and live her life, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have her work that much in the past 12 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, like when this all started, they did say that this was an emergency temporary conservatorship. What is temporary about 12 years?
Mm-hmm. Nothing. That's a long time.
Nada.
So right now, I think it's an ongoing legal thing. So right now, there's no resolution. It hasn't ended yet. The I have problems saying that word. The conservatorship. The conservatorship, as of this recording, has not ended yet. So I guess it's still going on. But hopefully it ends, man. Hopefully this grown woman can take control of her life and be free of the reins of her father. And I'm thinking, the father is kind of weird, right? Like, why is he still so concerned? Is there
Is it all about the money?
Is it about the money?
Because can you imagine all those albums and shows? Yeah, obviously, it'll entail like millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And where does it all go?
Yeah.
Do they get a cut? Can they get a cut? Right?
Hmm.
But that's the thing. These are all like, you know, under legal terms. So I don't think that's going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? It's just so scary as well, because in those 12 years, she did all those stuff, right? She even went, she went here. Remember?
Yeah.
She had a concert here, right?
She did.
And minsan, parang napaisip lang ako na, did she even like, you know, all the stuff that she did? Was she forced into it because it was all, you know, under legal binding?
Yeah.
That is so sad and scary to have another person, you know, sign in your behalf, even if you don't want to be in that situation or project or, you know, everything. It's just that it may seem like it's all entertainment for us because she sings and she goes on tours and stuff. But is she, you know, she is also a human being.
Yeah.
That is, whoa.
And she can't marry Sam Asghari, who's super hot.
I know.
She's been, how long has she been with Sam Asghari for? A long time, right?
Like, at a least long since her, time, yeah.
When her concert was here, did you watch with Hazel?
Or I
was,
did. And
he was there, right? You sat next to him, right? Or near him?
No. We were in the, what do you call that part of the VIP section? Like, yung parang naka-level up kayo. But we were at the back.
Okay.
We were at the back, but we were on like this platform. And then it was also the same platform where the lights and sounds were. So Sam Asghari was there and I noticed that he was there and I asked for a photo and he said no. But that's the thing. Remember, I told you guys about that. That's the thing. We, you know, we were just talking about it and we kind of get it. We kind of get it though, because, you know, it is Britney's concert. He doesn't probably want to, you know, do anything besides that. Focus on the concert. Right. So it was just a funny story. Na parang, can I ask for your photo? No. It was probably awkward for him too. So we are sorry.
Definitely.
We are very sorry.
You know, of course, in light of this, Britney's celebrity friends kind of spoke out. Halsey posted something on Twitter as well.
Even her brother.
Oh, really? I didn't read that.
Yeah.
I didn't read that one. And also, Justin Timberlake. Also kind of was you know, how there's that whole issue with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and, you know, Wave Janet Jackson, whatever. But Timberlake also said that after what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time. So at least he's also trying to make amends for that as well.
And it makes you think that if, let's say, they are saying, you know, her conservators are saying that she is still not unwell, maybe, you know what, maybe they should look at this on a different like perspective, because maybe the reason why it seems like she's not well is because of the conservatorship. What if they let go of the conservatorship and she's totally fine? You know, she's not bonded with anything anymore, right?
Yeah. I mean, she said, I mean, this is her statement, Britney's statement, that this conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good. I'm not happy. See? I can't sleep. I'm so angry and I cry every day. So it seems like it's not good for her. So hopefully the court decide in her favor. And good luck to Britney Spears, man. Free Britney. Free Britney.
There's a website, you guys.
Free Britney.
I think people can sign the petition and stuff.
Do you remember who that YouTube is? He still big on YouTube? Yung ano? Leave Britney alone. Remember that video?
Yes. I remember crying. Yeah.
Was that Chris Crocker or something like that? It was Chris Crocker. What is Chris Crocker doing now? Is he still on YouTube? Chris Crocker? He's still on YouTube.
Uploading videos and stuff?
I think. What is this? Why is it linking me to like a music page now? That's weird. Huh, I don't know what Chris Crocker's
Free
up to.
Free Britney, man.
He's got a million followers on Instagram, so he's still big. Crazy. All right. Anything else you want to say about Britney Spears?
That's it. Free Britney.
All right. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. Should we do a commercial break or what?
Sure.
All right. Before we move on to the final TT, time to do some
commercials.
Pay the bills.
Commercials.
Pay the bills.
Commercials.
Pay the bills. All right. This mix is brought to you by NordVPN, baby.
Yeah.
So NordVPN, we partnered with them, of course, through Podmetrics. So that you can get us, you know, you can sign up for NordVPN. And, you know, I discovered a new, I mean, it's not new for a feature. It's not like a new feature, but since I never used a VPN until I used NordVPN, you can change your location. But on a VPN, you can change where you kind of connect to, which part of the world. if you connect to a different country, you get their Netflix catalog, bro.
No.
Yeah. So I was on the U.S.
I was on the U.S. Netflix, man.
I was on U.S. Netflix, and I was like, what? I haven't seen these shows on Netflix before. So anyway, NordVPN, they have some pretty sweet deals.
That's true.
They have a 73% off deal for the 2-year plan. It's pretty cheap, man. Go check it out. It's like less than it's like $3 a month if you do get the 2-year deal, and you don't have to even think about it anymore. Like, you just let it run. And VPNs are good for browsing privately, keeping your connection secure,
and that Netflix catalog. Am I
hell
right?
Yeah. Hell
so,
yeah.
So yeah. So it does. So, you know, this promo actually allows you to get 73% off of the 2-year plan. And then on top of that, they have 4 months free when you use our link.
Yeah. So it's all in the podcast description. So
in baby months.
Baby months.
How many is that? Baby months.
28 months,
dude.
You have a 28-month-year-old baby.
I know. And a 73% off.
Oh,
dude, that's a lot. That's a lot, dude.
And if you ever feel skeptical or whatever, they also offer a 30-day money back guarantee. So yeah, sign up for NordVPN and just go nordvpn.com/halohalo. Our coupon code is also halohalo, all lowercase. And that's pretty much it, man. I mean, if you check out, just Google. I did a Google search myself. Like, check in top VPNs. NordVPN is always on those lists. You'll find it's legit. All right.
Legit.
So yeah, that does it for
commercials.
Pay the bill.
Commercials.
Pay the bill.
Commercials.
Pay the bills. All right. Well, power our final TT. We only had 2 TTs today.
Okay.
Scotty Thompson.
That was some British accent, dude. Scotty.
Scotty Thompson, PBA player. There was some relationship drama because he was, you know, on social media before with his ex-girlfriend now, Pau Fajardo. They were, you know, they had a YouTube channel. They were together in videos. They were together for, I think, 8 years until he proposed in December of last year. So just 6 months ago. And then, little by little, around April of this year, all his posts with her and all her posts with him kind of got, you know, taken off social media, as is the case usually when people break up. So there's always speculation. All the comments were like, where is Pau? Baka wala na kayong mga pictures na magkasama, blah, 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 blah. And Scotty Thompson released on Facebook a few months ago, saying he released a now deleted Facebook statement saying, you know, that they're not together anymore and that it was his fault as to why. But he didn't provide any details. But there is nothing after that post a few months ago. Wala na, there is nothing, no update until last week. There was a report from spin.ph that showed that Scotty Thompson is now, he got married in a private ceremony in Las Piñas, but not to Pau Fajardo. So people were like, what?
Ooh.
You know, 8 years together, you were, you know, just proposed in December and now you're married to someone new. And it turns out he's married to a social media star / flight attendant named Jinky Serrano. Boom, boom, boom. And I know Jinky Serrano personally.
Whoa.
And yeah, she was the ex-girlfriend of my cousin for many years as well. Many years, like as far back as I can remember.
More than 8 years?
Maybe not eight, maybe like 6 or 7.
Oh.
Right. They were together for a while. And if you look on my Instagram, I'm not going to scroll back, but I did a, like when the news broke out, I was like, oh shit, I wonder if I have pictures with Jinky. And if you stalk my Instagram, I have at least 2 photos with her there.
What?
So yeah. So that's kind of the breaking news or the drama. So people were bashing Scotty and Jinky. Like they had to remove their comments. Well, Scotty didn't deactivate his Instagram, but he took off the comments. Jinky, she went private on her, because she's big on TikTok. She has like 100,000 plus followers. She also went private on Instagram. But before we talk about the bashing and whatnot, Paola Fajardo did release a statement on her Instagram. She deactivated her Instagram, but then she put it back on. And I really love the way that she handled it. You can read the statement on her IG. It came out 4 days ago as of this recording. But the thing that really kind of struck me was just she was so she didn't have any toxicity. She didn't have any anger. Like she was hurt. She mentioned that she was hurt and whatever. But she was very, she took like the high road, I guess, if you want to call it that. And she did the right thing, and that she never talked about her private life, because to her, she's a private person. And I agree with that. I kind of get that, man. I feel her on that.
She said it's nice publicly. Yeah. I mean, like, it's nice that she took the high road, right? I mean, because not a lot of content creators take that road. Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to be petty. But, okay, so, you know, taking away the actual people in this situation, how would you feel if you're in that situation? Let's say, how would you feel as the ex?
Okay, well, as the ex, dude, I would be pissed, right? I would be pissed. I'd be like, what the fuck? You know, like 6 months ago, I was ready to spend the rest of my life with you. You were supposedly ready to spend the rest of my life with me. And then 4 months, let's say you break up at 4 months later. You know, maybe because of the engagement, you're like, oh, okay, maybe this isn't the right thing for me. But then to get married 2 months later? I would be pretty pissed. I would be pretty pissed. Yeah. TBH, right? But at the same time, he did nothing wrong, because I mean, we don't know the story.
They broke up already.
They were already broken up before he got married. Now, if they were seeing each other while they were still together, that's a different story, but we don't know that. But if you just look at the facts on paper, even though he only knew her for, let's say, 2 months or 3 months, right? And they got married. He didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit,
it's just the timing, I guess.
Yeah, the timing is a bitch, man. But he didn't do anything wrong. And do they deserve the social hate? Media backlash? I don't believe so. And I'm not just saying that because I know Jinky. You know, Jinky's a really nice girl. I'm not just saying that because I know her, but I don't see the reason why people like these fans, especially like anonymous accounts, are like gatekeepers of a relationship. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Like they have no right to kind of impose their will, like, oh, you should have married blank, or you made a mistake by marrying this girl. Who knows, man? I mean, maybe they fell head over heels in love in 2 months. It's possible. Crazier things have happened.
It is. And you have to remember, these are adults. You know, they can do whatever the fuck they want as long as there's no crime involved. They don't hurt anybody.
Exactly.
But I mean, I get it. I get how people can be so passionate about this. I honestly
don't get it. Like, I've never been so invested in anyone's relationship
that way.
To somebody's page and say, you fucked up, buddy. Who does that?
That's harsh, dude.
Like, who does that, man?
Y'all gotta relax, okay? This is a Wendy's, sir. Yeah. Don't like, freak out.
Like, look at me. I personally know Jinky, right? I personally know her. She was with my cousin for a long time. I was never, even though I was like, that's kind of a weird thing. I never cross my mind to message Jinky and say, what the fuck are you doing? I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my business, bro.
Okay, that's the thing. Okay, so.
But their own.
I feel like because people are looking at this as entertainment, but again, we forget that these are human beings behind this story.
Yeah.
You know, and dude, people aren't perfect. We all make mistakes. And even if this wasn't a mistake, it was a decision that they had to make.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it that maybe they're putting putting themselves in their shoes. Of course it'll hurt.
Yeah.
But it's not you.
Yeah.
It ain't you in that situation. Mm-hmm. And plus, feeling ko man parang, it's just making things worse. Am I right? Yeah. It's just making and things worse for them.
The thing that I like about Paulo Fajardo's statement, I'll quote her on this, is if you genuinely care for me, to please refrain from doing things that will further inflame the situation. Mm. That's what all these comments are doing. They are, you know, what good will bashing somebody do? I mean, I'm sure they're already kind of in a stressful position. I'm talking about Jinky and Scotty, because I mean, imagine not being able to post your wedding photos.
Aww.
You know what I mean? Imagine not being able to be like, I married him. I married the love of my life. I mean, I don't know if there's love, you know, but if you marry someone, I'm sure you love them usually. So imagine not being able to post that. I think they're suffering enough, man. I think they are. Like, I'm sure they are focused on some sort of moral dilemma as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think they're dealing with their own thing already. Like, you don't need to comment and shit on that. It's crazy to me, man.
Stuff yeah,
like
that's that. Harsh.
Diba? Can you imagine if like if you know, when you broke up, right? I didn't be like, yo, Rika, let me message her. What's your boy? I'm gonna use my burner to bash your boyfriend, something like that.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's like it's such a 2000s problem. Like I can't imagine this happened like in the 80s or 90s, right? Not really. Mm-hmm.
It's so easy because it's just, you know, type it all up and then send it in an anonymous account and shit.
Yeah,
but so, that's the thing. I think people are thinking that ako lang naman to, I'm just one person. But no, you know, hundreds of people are doing that as well. And it piles up, man.
Yeah. It's a difficult time for all parties involved, all three. But exactly. That's the thing. It's just them involved. Like, we are not really, I mean, I know we're talking about it right now, but we're not part of that matter at all. Like, we have no business in meddling or like giving our input directly to them. I mean, of course you can talk about it with your friends, but like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Like, you can chismis about it around the, Do they do that here? Water cooler talk? Is there a water cooler talk? There is, naman, diba? I'm sure we talk around the water cooler at work, diba? Because it's the same. It's the kitchen room, right?
I don't think people use the water cooler anymore because, you know, the virus. Oh,
yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah. But before, like, we would always talk by the pantry. So I'm sure, like, talk about it with your friends or whatever. Yeah, but don't bash anybody.
I always, you know what? I categorize actually those things that I want to talk about, like, passionately, let's say on the radio or here in the podcast, or stuff that I can just talk about with my friends. Mm. You know, obviously you can talk about a bunch of stuff. It's just that, you know, there are some things that you can just like talk about it and let it go. And then that's it.
So yeah, anything else you want to share with that? Share with us?
That's it. Oh, actually, I just remembered the point. It's actually a big thing on Twitter, especially on ARMY Twitter, BTS ARMY Twitter. You know, because, you know, these boys, they're growing up and of course they have their own lives and I'm sure they have their own relationships. And from time to time, I would actually, this goes for any fandom, with any fan of anybody. Like, people have to remind the fans that, okay, we are fans. We are part of their lives, but not their personal lives. Okay. Yeah. And you have to remember that you do not own them. You don't own any of them. You know, you can always appreciate, support, but when they do decide on something big, the only thing we can do is to just watch. Right.
Yeah.
And appreciates. Yeah.
I feel you. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you know, the people are saying, you know, we need to trade Scotty Thompson away from this team. Like, what are you doing, man? That's
shit up.
Yeah. All right, that's it, man. Wapow.
Wapow.
Wapow. Yeah, that's the TDs for today. We didn't decide to include the passing of Pinoy, because, you know, I think it's just important that we mention it. So rest in peace to Pinoy, who passed away earlier this week.
Yes.
It was actually the thing that I saw the most, but I didn't really know what else to talk about. Like, I'm not super familiar with
it's his, sometimes his, it just makes me sad also. Yeah. Sorry. I keep cutting you off. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. No, it's all good, man. Like, I didn't really know much about his presidency. I didn't even live here when he was the president. So I didn't really know how to make it like a full-blown TT. But I think it's important that we mention rest in peace to Pinoy.
Rest in peace. And our hearts are, you know, going out to their family. Also, I don't know. I found it so sad and weird that, you know, the week of his passing, you know, all these articles, they pop up and it's about, you know, his flaws in his presidency. And I'm like, I get it. You know, nobody's
perfect. President.
A perfect president, but why now? Why do you choose this week, you know, to publish that article and to make that comment? I get it. Either you're on one side, you know, the people are grieving, you know, especially their families. They don't need that kind of noise.
Yeah. There was one tweet I saw that spoke. I mean, it was clear. I really love what that tweet said. I forgot who tweeted it, but it said like, nagpost ba kayo kahapon or last week na about Pinoy's flaws or whatever. Hindi, di ba? So you could wait another week or two before talking about this. So yeah, that's the mix for today, friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can follow us everywhere online. Hey, what?
You said you have an odd di ba?
Oh yeah, that's right. We have an odd di ba. Odd diba? Oh yeah, onga.
Just a quick one.
Okay, we got some. Oh wait, sino ba ding odd?
Ikaw. Ay, ako ba? Ako.
Okay, go.
Odd
diba? Quick one. This one from the U.S. So, in the U.S., the police broke up a supposed exorcism in the lumber aisle of a Home Depot. There were two men that were arrested who were supposedly chanting and moaning in the lumber aisle because they were trying to perform an exorcism on the dead trees.
On the dead trees. Wait, okay. So were they caught in the act or were they just telling?
Yeah, it was in the afternoon.
So what was happening?
They were just chanting and moaning though, according to the report. And that it was supposedly it was like a seance type of thing for the dead, and they were, you know, they were arrested for. I mean, I don't know if they were arrested, but they were escorted out. But I think it's kind of wild. Like, why were they doing an exorcism on dead?
I'm sure. Exactly. I'm sure. You know, people were startled.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I kind of also feel for all of the people who work in security or in retail because they would have to be the people who would have to check out these, you know, phenomena, these things.
I would be like, fuck.
Can
that.
You imagine?
I would be like, nope, I'm out of here.
Remember when you worked in the, you know, you worked
the movie
in
the
movie theater and you had to see the couple doing them thing.
I don't know what I would do if I walked into a movie theater and there was like people chanting in there. I would be like, nope, I don't get paid enough for this. I'm out of here, bro.
I would be a little scared. Because what if they have, you know, weapons or they, you know, something dangerous.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that would be pretty weird. Oh, you know that scene from The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Remember with Betty White?
Yeah, I love that.
That is my favorite scene. What was the song again? To the windows, no, to the wall. All these bitches go.
Oh, it reminds me, Rika G. I forgot to mention it in Where You Been, but I watched it on Netflix yesterday. As Above, So Below. Have you seen that movie?
Yes. I did not like
that. That movie's fucking weird, bro.
Dude, it's not just weird. It's bad because, I mean, like, I love weird movies. But that was just bad for me. It just dragged on.
I thought it explored, because it explores, like, the levels. What is it? Dante's Inferno or whatever. You know, like, the levels of hell and shit. I thought that aspect was cool. And I like the mystery of the whole kind of, she's like a Tomb Raider, right? You guys should watch it. Oh, just watch it and let us know. Because I thought it was interesting. I thought there was a lot of loose ends that were not explained. But it was okay for me. Like, I thought it was... I didn't regret watching it. I thought it was more interesting than it was scary. Wala lang. I found it...
Yeah.
Like, the concept of hell.
No. There was a part where it was just super scary.
Yeah, when they're already deep down in there.
Yeah.
And it's so quiet because I'm a claustrophobic guy. I feel like I would die in there.
Oh, the one that I found scary in that movie was, spoiler alert, where there were like angels falling. Was that angels? Or like,
I just know there were people like gathering, like, chanting and shit.
I don't remember exactly the scene, but yung parang may nahuhulog from the sky. But yeah, anyway, that was pretty scary for me.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking of another movie. But anyway.
Yeah. So if you ever see someone chanting and moaning in an aisle somewhere trying to resurrect, I don't know. I would just nope out of there. I'd be done.
Relax. Man. Yeah. You have to walk away slowly.
I'm out, bro. All right. Now we're done with mix. Sorry, I completely forgot. It's a new thing that we're incorporating. But yeah, we're done with the mix for today.
Yes,
Our social media, you can follow us everywhere.
Yep, it's at The Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram. And then join our Facebook group, that is The Halo Halo Show Fam. Halo Halo Show Leche Fam.
Yeah, we have a Lecheca coming out on Wednesday. So we will post on our Instagram a prompt for God's a Question. If you want to email us, it's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. We still have merch available on our Instagram. You can check out the shirts. We've sold a lot of merch, huh, friend? How many?
Yeah. Have around like 13 to 15.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Pop a shirt. And that's it, man. Anything else you want to say?
That's it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great week ahead. And
see you next time. Extra song.
Bye.
Later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.